Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
It's James Brown bringing us back to late great. James Brown, Godfather of Soul. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley, author of The Unstoppables, Why Johnny Can't Brand, The Microscript Rules. That's three books, folks, right there. And also the outstanding podcast, The Brand Brothers. He's our good friend. Thanks again, Bill, for hanging out with us. We're talking about the school, folks. We're talking about fundamentals.
Yeah.
Bill, talk to us about about believing in the fundamentals. I said something with the break, Bill, about CEOs. I want them to hire people to help them, but I don't want them to lose sight of the fact that what they know to be fundamental is never going to be unfundamental.
Yeah, nobody knows the fundamentals of your business better than you do.
That's right.
What we were saying was that a lot of small businesses say, well, how can I compete with those giant companies with their huge advertising agencies in New York and all their research and their money and their dollars for all this, you know, to create these great brands. And the fact is the opposite is true. You have the freedom and the power to follow the fundamental principles and then come up with some of the greatest brands. The greatest brands are invented on Main Street, not out
And Bill,
there.
Can I stop you? I want to add something to what you just said. Folks, there is nothing the fundamental – it's fundamental. The prime fundamental in the earthly existence is humanity. Mm-hmm. Is humanity. That's the fundamental. Yeah. That's number one. Mm-hmm. There's nothing above it. Humanity, and nobody delivers humanity better than a small business. That's what you're talking about, Bill.
That's right. So here's for the first time on your show, Jim. This is the first. If your folks at home have a pen or a piece of paper and a pen handy, they should write this very simple thing down, okay? Because remember that guy that said, by philosophy of advertising, people have a headache, they want it to go away, okay? So here's what else he would have said. He would have said that when people come and they see your product, they have you have to give them this message. The message is, buy this product, get this benefit, all right? Buy this product, get this benefit. And the human side of that benefit is, talk about the human side. People have pain. Find out what their pain is and take it away.
Mm-hmm.
People have pain. Take it away. And that pain could be any difficulty, any inconvenience, any difficult thing they can't do. The other thing is, people want an advantage in life. Give it to them. And it's that simple. And the way you do it, and this is the last thing, that write down the three W's. I want them to write down. Do you mind if I do this, Jim?
I'm not selling my
stuff.
Go ahead.
The three W's. Here's what they are. Here's what your every message you has to answer these three W's. One is, what is it? So many websites you go to, you don't even know what they're selling. So many commercials you see, you don't even know what the product is.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, what is it? The second W is, why do I need it? And that is, what will it do for me to make my life better? And the third W is, why do I buy it from you? So those three W's, every single time they touch or they see your message, they must walk away with, what is it, why do I need it, and why do I buy it from you?
And the last thing
I want to say is the two most important words in all of marketing are only from. And that
I thought it was free shipping. I thought it was free shipping, Bill.
That's pretty good too. Pretty good too. Yeah.
You know, Bill, That's not old school or new school. That's the school. Bill, one of the things that I want to point out though, and you used both of these words a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
People have a headache, and you think they need a pill. Because you're thinking about what they need, but they don't need a pill. They just want the headache to stop. And the point that I'm making is that I wrote an article about this recently, is that what people need is a commodity. What they want is anything more from a little bit more to everything. And they'll pay more for what they want than what they need. And so when you're talking about all these fundamentals that you're talking about, the humanity and the 3 points, what and why,
the three W's.
Think about what do they want, not what they need. What do you think?
Yep. Well, yeah, you know, I agree with you, but sometimes what they want and what they need a lot of times are kind of can be the same thing. You know, what they want is their headache to go away. What they need is their headache to go away. You know, it's the thing is,
my point is what they need is a pill. And so if you're selling them a pill, then they can buy anybody's pill. But what you got to do is to say, so what you want is to go away, and our pills are handy. Our pills are no better than their pills, but our pills are handier. They're right here.
Well, there you go. Our pills do something
that the others don't do. Yeah.
And and what you're saying is that difference, that one thing that you do, that what do that no one else does?
That's right.
What do you give me to no one? Is the thing that turns a commodity into a specific product.
Customization.
You start. Yep. That's what happens. That's where it goes from a commodity. Hey, it's a million headache remedies to a very, very specific identifiable thing. That difference is the magic bridge.
Alka-Seltzer had the only plop fizz else. Fizz, right? They had the only one. The others didn't go plop fizz fizz. They get.
Yep,
hey, Bill. I need your website, please.
Yep.
I need your website, Bill.
Okay, it's brandteam6.com.
All right, so check it out.
Team 6.
Check out the podcast. Hey, good job, Bill. Come back soon.
Okay.
We'll see you next time. Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.